This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There's a question that we could ask. We might be afraid to ask this question. We probably think it, but we shouldn't be embarrassed to ask it because this question was raised by none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And that is, if you look throughout history, of all the nations who were ever created, the disasters that we've faced and we've encountered have been unparalleled by any nation. No nation ever had to face what we've had to encounter in terms of tragedies throughout history. Four exiles, Crusades, Inquisition, Holocaust, in our own lifetime, October 7th. And if we would have perhaps the courage, we might ask, why us? And there are a number of reasons for it. Actually, it shows Hashem's love for us, that Hashem wants to perfect us. But this is a question that Moshe Rabbeinu articulates in this week's parsha, Parsha Shemais, that when Dathan and Aviram said to Moshe, who criticized them for fighting, who do you think you are? Are you our ruler? Are you going to kill us by speaking and mentioning God's name like you killed the Mitzri? The pasuk says, "Vayira Moshe vayomer." Moshe was afraid and he said, "Achein noida hadavar." Indeed, the matter is known. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Now I know, says Moshe, the answer to the question that always plagued me. Machatu Yisrael mikol shivim umais liyos nirdim avodas perach. Why? In what way did we sin more than any of the 70 nations that we are being enslaved with backbreaking labor? You know why, says Moshe? Now I know why. Because there are tattlers among our people. There are people who tattle and speak about our shame. There are Bali Lashon Hara. Think about what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the reason why the Jewish people encountered it in Mitzrayim, tragedy that no other nation ever encountered, is because there are people who can't keep information that's derogatory to themselves, and they say it, and it causes damage to other Jews. People who are not careful in the laws of Lashon Hara are responsible for the tragedies that occur to the Jewish people. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu could have come up with any possible sin to explain why we have it so hard. But he identified it's the sin of revealing personal and derogatory information about another Jew. That is the secret to what always plagued Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I never understood why are we suffering more than any other nation. But now that I see that they're Bali Lashon Hara, now I get it. So now it comes out like this. If Lashon Hara is the cause of the greatest disaster that ever befell any nation, and that the biggest troubles that ever befell us are because of Lashon Hara, that means Lashon Hara definitely has the power to bring the biggest bracha, because we know God's attribute of kindness is 500 times greater than his attribute of punishment. So if Lashon Hara is what is responsible for the tragedies of the Jewish people, then it has to be the greatest source of bracha in the world must be by guarding our mouth. And indeed, David HaMelech says, you want life? You want a good life? What's a greater bracha than a good life in this world and the next world? Mihayish hachavetz chayim, nitzar l'shoin chamera. All the blessings, all the goodness, all the kindness that we are yearning for and hoping for, we can access through this beautiful program that we're involved in for the last many weeks. Shmiras HaLashon is the key to our blessing and success in this world and the next. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.